Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
And CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a Saturday. Or a Sunday, the weekend, depending on when you're seeing this, hearing this, etc. But we're first live on Saturday nights at 9 o'clock, so thank you for being here. Anyway, we've got a big show for you tonight, and it's an important one. If you were listening to my weekday show during the week, we had some very important alerts that I wanted you to be aware of. Tonight, the Director of Intelligence for the Trump Administration, Rick Grenell, is going to be with us. I'm excited about that on a couple of levels. One, he's got some things to say about the state of California, where we are seeing tonight that are more optimistic than some of the things I've heard in recent days. And I thought it would be good to hear him out on his theory. So let him figure it out for us. Why does he believe that California can in fact be fixed? That's the name of his organization, by the way, fixcalifornia.com. You can go and read more about that. But we're live tonight. Washington, D.C., all the way to San Francisco, New York to San Diego, Seattle to Fort Myers. We've got you covered, and I'm hoping that you will be with us for the full 2 hours. In fact, let's go to the big board, Mr. Nick. We've got a big show. As I mentioned, Mr. Grinnell, that's that devilishly handsome guy on the far left of your screen there. You probably don't know this, but the courts shut down the Biden administration on a very significant issue related to DACA. We've talked a lot about the border. We've talked a lot about the magnets that draw people through the illegal immigration kind of system. But one of those attractions is the expansion of DACA and the continual, let's bring in more and give everyone a pass if they happen to be related, et cetera. Well, the courts have sent a message to Joe Biden on that. And tonight, Imran Ansari of ABK Law in New York is going to be with us, one of the smartest lawyers in America. And you see him all over the court journalism space. He does a great job on all the shows that he's part of. And then also in the new music spotlight tonight, we've got Carly Pearce. She's got two new songs that are going to debut. One of them has been out for a little while, but they're new to us, and both of them climbing the charts currently. We'll enjoy that. And then in the second hour in the Ladies' Lounge, I'm really pumped about this. You know her as the maven of the sideline. She is one of the most informed sports journalists in America, Michelle Tafoya. The sideline, anchor for the Super Bowl on NBC last year. And she is starting a brand new venture that I think is going to be really exciting. She's got some good things to say, and glad to have her joining us as well. And then before we're done, Kelsey Buller will be back with us. There is an attempt now to cancel the documentary series that she's been producing that is really documenting what's going on with parents and trans kids across the country, as school districts and sometimes judges are forcing the parents to basically transition their kids against their own will. It's pretty stunning. The documentary is bulletproof, and yet Big Tech is trying to take it down. So we'll tell you a little bit more about that as we go along. Now, let's get to the let's get to a couple of the highlights of just the last 24 hours. Did you see the video that lit up the social media feeds and literally went viral within seconds of it being released from CNN? Did you hear this little gem from Nancy Pelosi on January 6th?
Secret Service said they have dissuaded him from coming to Capitol Hill. They told him they don't have the resources to protect him here. So at the moment he is not coming, but that could change.
I would come, I'm going to punch him out.
This is what I would pay to see.
I've been waiting for this, for trespassing on the Capitol grounds. I'm going to punch him out, and I'm going to go to jail, and I'm going to be happy.
I don't know what to really make of that other than the ramblings of a crazy, batty old woman. She was so angry that day, and she's waving her hand like this. I've been waiting for this moment. I've been waiting. She's been waiting, friends, waiting for the moment that what she can do, what? Punch out Donald Trump. This was on January 6th. Now, she's angry that her office was violated, and I would be angry about that. She was angry that people got into places in the Capitol that they weren't supposed to be in. As the third in command, Speaker of the House, the Capitol is your responsibility. You should be angry, too. That's all understandable. Does she really look like in that video that she feels like her life is in danger, or the, you know, any of the cataclysmic things we've heard from the, you know, jaw-dropping testimony of the January 6th committee? No, you had some vandals that got into the U.S. Capitol, did some very profane things in a number of offices and in a number of areas. But you didn't have anybody die. Well, you did have someone die. You had one of the protesters die because one of the Capitol Hill police shot her. And we still don't have answers on what accountability are going to come to that policeman to see what that will all, you know, how that will all come about. But she's so mad. I want him to come. He's going to trespass on the U.S. Capitol, and I'm going to punch him in the face. Well, I don't know if Nancy Pelosi punched anything that would feel much more than like a feather. But, you know, it's just weird. And then when you consider this, and the good folks, Charlie Kirk and Turning Point, had this posted this morning. When you consider that Trump signs an order authorizing 20,000 National Guard units to go to the Capitol, and she turns them down. She says, no, don't send them. He signs the order, activates the National Guard. No, don't come. Well, she ended up needing them, and they eventually did. But what an insane lunatic Nancy Pelosi is. Anyway, she was going to punch him out. Just remember, she was going to punch him out. Punch out the President of the United States, and she's going to go to jail, and she's going to feel good about it. Whatever. All right. Also making the rounds yesterday, Governor DeSantis, had some thoughts to say regarding the verdict in the Parkland shooting case. Take a listen.
I think that if you have a death penalty at all, that is a case where you're massacring those students with premeditation and utter disregard for basic humanity, that you deserve the death penalty. And so the jurors came back. Apparently it was 11-1 with one holdout refusing to authorize the ultimate punishment. And that means that this killer is going to end up getting a same sentence of people who've committed bad acts, but acts that did not rise to this level. I just don't think anything else is appropriate except a capital sentence in this case. And so I was very disappointed to see that. I'm also disappointed that we're 4.5 years after these killings and we're just now getting this. You know, they used to do this. He would have been executed in 6 months. He's guilty. Everybody knew that from the beginning. And yet it takes years and years in this legal system that is not serving the interests of victims.
Not serving the interests of victims is exactly what the governor of the state where that crime took place should be worried about. He's right. It's a capital offense. That juror is wrong. There's no justification for withholding the death penalty for someone who did what he did to innocent school children. And it is remarkable at how there will be now a discussion about, you know, what the right thing to do here was. And they still need to focus on prevention of the next attack. Because as long as you continue to put up signs on school property that say this is a gun-free zone, you're inviting nutjobs to come back and do exactly what they did. As long as you continue to say, well, we're not going to have school safety officers because we think that we should be defunding the police instead of empowering them, you're going to have more nut jobs try to take advantage of innocent people in large areas where they know people are unarmed. This is why the Supreme Court's case this year was so important, because concealed carry needs to be available and legal to every citizen that is law-abiding in the country. If they've not committed crime, and if they have a clean bill of mental health, especially, there should be no barriers to someone being able to carry to protect themselves. And that's what the justices of the Supreme Court actually said. That's what they actually found. So it's an interesting scenario. That Parkland shooter, he deserves to die. One person with a very misguided view of what justice is decided to let him live. And I'm with Governor DeSantis. 4 years to decide this? We knew within 48 hours what he had done. The old days, they put him on trial and take him out to the rope right away. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, we've got a big show for you. Coming up next, Rick Grinnell. And a little bit later, the incomparable Michelle Tafoya. It's a huge action-packed edition of Radio Night Live. Don't change that dial. Be right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi. Hey, Kevin McCullough, you've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
From New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, you have heard me on multiple occasions bemoan the situation of my bride's home state. In fact, we've had pastors on the show that are in Southern California that are trying to fight the good fight in talking sense into the state leadership. But I've often been asked the question, Kevin, as a New York-based show, why do you even care? What difference does it make if California goes one way or the other? And on some level, I've shared that bemusement, because when you see the things that they have done as a state, withdrawing from the Joint Terrorism Task Force, opening their borders and saying the entire state is a sanctuary, and now their governor believing that if Joe Biden does not run in 2024, that he is the crowned second coming. It's just one of those places where I'm not sure that we would have been worse off if you just chainsawed the whole thing off the continent and pushed it in the Pacific. My next guest feels differently, and for good reason. He lives there, and he's concerned, and he's worried about it, as do many of my bride's relatives, so I have something invested in this as well. But Rick Grinnell, who was the Director of National Intelligence under President Trump, joins us here at Kevin McCullough Radio. And Rick, it's been a long time since you've been on the show, but I appreciate you coming back. And we were talking before going on the air, and you're saying that the rest of the country shouldn't give up on California. Why?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me and having this discussion. What happens in California absolutely impacts the rest of the country. I mean, sanctuary cities were designed here. The Speaker of the House is from here. The Vice President of the United States is from here. Secretary of HHS is from here. We impact the rest of the world. And we need to recognize that we even have an impact on politics. California has become the ATM for the rest of the country. I can tell you, New Jersey and New York politicians regularly come through California to collect money. And so I see us as a very powerful entity. I also don't see us we're very progressive now, but the people of California are not innately progressive. They like to try things first, but they quickly move on when something fails. I would say that's where we are failing right now, is to educate the California voter, who's very apathetic, especially conservative voters, about what's happening. And so I'm the cheerleader saying it's time we get our team back on the field. We found through my organization called Fix California, and I hope people will go to fixcalifornia.com and sign up and watch what we're doing. We found quickly, just in a quick digital scan, we found 1.4 million conservatives in California unregistered to vote.
Wow.
Now think about that. They're on the sidelines. We have a major problem in our state with gun owners who will not register to vote because they don't want the state knowing their information.
Right.
That's got to change. We've got to start educating people that they have to get involved. They can't sit on the sidelines. And I'll say this. We have more California Republicans and more money for conservative causes in California than almost any state. Hmm. We are a huge state with a huge Republican base of support and voters and money. Our problem is that we're just not the majority. And that's where we have to begin to recognize, and I've been traveling the state for 18 months and talking to our donors. Our donors are now at the point where they absolutely want to fight. We're raising good money. We're pouring it into two things. One, we've put every single county in California, all 50 plus counties, on notice that they must clean up their voter rolls. Our voter rolls are atrocious. they haven't been cleaned up regularly, and we put them on notice. Not to send out a press release or picket them, but to take them to court if they don't clean up their act. They are responding because of this threat of court action and the legal team that we have. The second thing we're doing is massive voter registration. Because of my very generous donors in California, we are now up to registering 10,000 conservatives every single month.
Wow.
You give me a couple of years, and I've been telling people, we're going to make a difference this fall. You're going to see in elections and throughout the fall, Fix California make a huge difference. It's not going to be a chance to win every statewide office yet, but we are making a difference, and you give me a couple of years, and I'm going to do to California what Stacey Abrams did to Georgia.
All right. Well, you know, that's the best news, Rick, I've heard coming out of California in a long time. And when I see only the headlines of Newsom taking the state out of the Joint Terrorism Task Force, which I don't know if people fully understand how significant that is, but if you as a state are not putting any boundaries to people coming into the state, and then you're saying we're not even working with the feds to ferret out terrorism, there's all kinds of chicanery that could be flaming up within your borders there. And it's just, I know with all the corporations that have left and the tax burden that's there and the homelessness, I mean, people, members of our family have moved and said, I don't know if we'll be back. It just became a place that they didn't recognize anymore. So you're telling me the first whiff of good news I have heard in a very long time, and I will pass that on. Let me add
one quick point there.
Sure.
I also want to be clear that the people leaving California are conservatives. You know, this whole media narrative that somehow they're blue voters going into other states. That's just not true.
No.
The people giving up on California are the conservatives who say, I can't deal with it anymore.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Other states like Nevada are actually getting good conservative voters, and we are becoming more blue. And that's why there's an outrage of the people that are left. We live on the ocean, and our governor tells us to conserve water. We have to unplug our appliances at 4 o'clock because we don't have energy supply. This is literally what California has become. And it's very sad to people. We are the biggest state. We are the best state. We should absolutely be leading on ideas, and we're not.
Yeah. Well, it is a very different tone that you are telling us about. And I think that is encouraging. And I hope that you're working with the faith leaders, because I know that this resonates as deeply with pastors that are serving across California as much as any other.
Pastor Rob McCoy is a very good friend of mine. We just came to a rally for Fix California this past weekend. We have our churches engaged. We are doing everything we can to recognize that the church community, our pastors, ministers, faith-based leaders of all types, they were shut down while Target and Walmart were left open during the pandemic.
And
it's unacceptable. It can never happen again in Gavin.
And liquor stores. I mean, it was really quite amazing what was shut down and what wasn't. Let's take a real fast break and come right back. We're talking with Rick Grinnell, who's the former director of national intelligence under President Trump, and I've got a couple of other things I've got to ask him about if I've got this time with him, and I want to make sure we get answers. So stay right here.
Yet to come on Radio Night Live, it is the New Music Spotlight tonight with Carly Pearce. And before the hour is out, attorney journalism superstar Imran Ansari, just part of the great lineup tonight, live from New York.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. English Prime Minister Liz Truss fired her finance minister after recalling him from IMF meetings in Washington. Kwasi Kwarteng's economic package, including big tax cuts and deregulation to shock the economy out of stagnant growth, instead shocked world markets and the UK public. It's hard to find a China watcher who thinks President Xi Jinping won't keep his grip on power as the Communist Party meets for its week-long Congress on Sunday. Few expect a third Xi term to deviate from policies he and the party have established as priorities, even if there are many reasons why change might be essential. And a federal jury in New York convicted Nikola founder Trevor Milton of securities fraud for what prosecutors said were his repeated lies about the development of the company's zero-emission trucks and technology. This is USA Radio News.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
I had Eric Trump on the show just a few days before the election, and I said, Eric, off air, I was talking to him. I said, you're ready, right? I mean, you've got legal teams stem to stern across the country ready to challenge this thing. And he just kind of like glossed over it, and I could tell, like, the advantage of the Trumps is that they never had any political baggage. The bad thing about the Trumps is they had very little political experience, and they weren't ready.
Well, let me just push back on this a little bit.
Okay.
The RNC is in charge of the legal strategy. That's not the campaign. This is the RNC, which has its roots in every single community. The RNC was raising money for legal challenges. The RNC is the one who said that they had all of the lawyers. Look, I was a surrogate on that campaign, and I can remember constantly bringing this issue up, saying, this is what I'm hearing from the public in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, and what's our answer? And our answer was always, the RNC is prepared to have lawyers. One of the things that we had not prepared for, we didn't have enough paid lawyers. We asked for volunteer lawyers. And I saw this in Nevada, the day, you know, I was hoping to go on vacation to Mexico after a big win.
That didn't work out.
And instead, the president in the Oval Office told me, you got to either get to Arizona or Nevada. Which one are you wanting to do? And so all the plans changed. And I remember calling the lawyers to say, can you meet me in Nevada? And you know, this is the morning after the election. And I had two lawyers say, oh, well, I'm going on vacation Friday. Can I pick this up in a week? I had another one say, well, I can't get there till Tuesday because I got some commitments.
Wow.
Well, that's unacceptable. We have to pay the lawyers, and you show up for the
fight.
Got to
be ready.
Now,
yeah. Teeth bared.
This time, I think we are prepared. I can tell you in Nevada and Arizona, we have a team of lawyers, and we are not backing down.
Yeah. No, that's exactly what the people need to hear. We're speaking with Rick Grinnell, former director of intelligence with the Trump administration. And, Rick, just a final question. Moving from that arena back to the intelligence arena for a second, how confident do you feel that our intelligence services are what they need to be in the aftermath of what we've seen go down, both with the weaponization of domestic agencies kind of against American people and kind of the gross, belligerent kind of growth of our enemies, whether it be Iran, Russia, or China? Where do you sense that the intelligence community is at, and how are we doing?
Well, first of all, we have amazing heroes in the intelligence community who work very hard to find and out the terrorists that are coming at us. We have great programs. We have great sources. The American people should be very proud that they are working every day to protect us. What we have a problem with is the leadership. We have a problem at DOJ, FBI, and the intelligence community in the leadership roles. Many of these people have been grown through the system and groomed to avoid conflict and placate the D.C. establishment, the bureaucracy of D.C. Don't stand up to them because you won't get promoted. Don't make waves against the people that your kids go to school with and that you go to church with and that you see socially because they won't promote you in the next job. So it's a system unto itself. The swamp is a very good analysis because when you go to a swamp, you get stinky and you sink. And that's what's happening in Washington, is that when you stay there, you get stinky and you don't know you're stinky.
Right.
Until someone from the outside comes in and says, you smell like crap. and you're like, I do? Oh, I didn't know that. And so the only way to change Washington is to dig freshwater trenches and bring in new people.
Yeah.
The system hates that. They want, now, I'll just give you a quick example. Tony Blinken, Anthony Blinken, is the Secretary of State, and Avril Haines, who runs our intelligence agencies, were both deputies to Susan Rice during the Obama administration. So Susan Rice, who's inside the White House, now has her two deputies running all of diplomacy and all of intelligence, and except she's taken the title of domestic policy advisor. So Susan Rice has her deputies running international. She's doing domestic. No one asks for an interview with her, and no one in Washington in that press room in the White House wants to challenge her because she'll freeze you out. You won't get access. So the system creates this problem. What I would say is we've got to elect people who hate the system, who want to bring in fresh ideas and create competition. And that is somebody like Donald Trump, who I say to people all the time, if you don't think that future President Ron DeSantis or future President Ted Cruz are not going to be impeached twice and they're home raided, you're smoking crack.
Rick Grinnell, appreciate all that you're doing. Thanks for spending time with us.
All the best. Thank you.
You got it. Kevin McCullough, his website, by the way, fixcalifornia.com, fixcalifornia.com. Go help him now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby loves by me.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
You know, Radio Night Live, one of the things that I love about it is the expertise of the people that come on the show. And I am very honored to be able to share with Legal Matters, Imran Ansari, who rejoins us again, as he does on a regular basis, on weeknights, Thursday night in particular, in New York. If you're in New York and want to check us out, AM 970, The Answer is where you find us every Thursday. But Imran, this week, you had the president announce his very, you know, scornful dismay with the Fifth Circuit Court, which basically said to the DACA recipients that you're going to have to put a hold on allowing any new people into the program, and there's going to be some, I think they're even kicking it back down to a Texas court to decide some other issues related to this. But he blames this all on the 74 million people that voted for Donald Trump in the last election. First of all, let's examine the take us inside the case. What did the Fifth Circuit Court really say, and what does it essentially mean? And then we'll get into the other layers of this.
Yeah, so this particular case that percolated up to the Fifth Circuit, which encompasses Louisiana, Texas, among another state or two, percolated from the lower courts up to the appellate court. Now, the challenge was to DACA, and it was a challenge based on an argument that Obama basically skipped over the legislature and improperly enacted the DACA Act without going through the legislative bodies that it should have. So this appellate court agreed, and they essentially said, okay, if you are a DACA recipient already and you're already in the country, you're already receiving the benefits, let's just say, of DACA, we're not going to strip you of that. You're allowed to continue to do so. You have to renew it every 2 years, I believe so. You're allowed to continue to apply for your DACA benefits, which is, you know, ability to work in the country, and you're not going to be deported unless you commit another crime, or you commit a crime, then you're going to be bounced. So the court didn't totally repeal DACA in the sense that those receiving it are now going to be stripped of what they've received so far. But if you are going to be looking to apply for DACA as a new undocumented, immigrant, right, then you're not going to be able to do it. So it's put a pause on any new DACA recipients. It's kicked this, it's essentially said this was not lawful. Obama did not go through the proper channels. And it's now also going to be in wait in the lower court, if you will, because Biden essentially is going to be implementing amendments and changes to the existing DACA Act. So you're going to see another court battle based on that. And they punted that back down to the lower court once that is enacted, I think, at some point in October.
All right. So it's going to be enacted soon. So that's why they're kicking it back down to the lower court. And then so help me understand the judicial process here. Biden makes the changes to the executive action, whatever that is, that created DACA. Then the court's already kind of got the case open, and they'll just rehear it on the grounds of whatever the new inaction the new action says, and then they'll make a separate determination, either it is or isn't constitutional. And then if it's found the same way, does it come back to the Fifth?
Yeah, so Kevin, I think it's going to take the same process. So we already know the act as it exists now, which was enacted under Obama, essentially repealed by Trump during his presidency, and then now then enacted again and put into effect again by Biden. That had percolated up to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. I think the initial challenge to that was in Texas, and it percolated up to the Court of Appeals.
Because Texas originally sued Obama's administration,
correct,
saying that this was unconstitutional.
Correct.
And so the lower judge found that that was the case, and the administration appealed it. That's how it got to the Fifth Circuit the first time.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
And essentially the Fifth Circuit, although, again, not stripping those who are receiving the benefits of DACA already of what they can do pursuant to that act, essentially stated no new applicants.
So the 600,000 DACA recipients, they get everything they're currently getting.
Correct.
By way of services and resources.
Right.
Nothing's going to happen to that. But
nope.
This is going to prevent a rapid expansion of DACA that I think the Biden administration was probably hoping to deal with a lot of these current migrants that they have coming in through. I mean, you could make the argument these are, you know, people that should be, I don't know, attached to these resources and so forth. I'm sure that there would be a desire to try to expand in that and kind of say, well, now we've resolved it because we took care of the kids, kind of thing.
Right.
Does the language in the Fifth Circuit's ruling, if it reexamines the new Biden version, it comes back to the Fifth Circuit, how do you think it goes? Do you think the administration would take this to the Supreme Court? Because I think it would be unlikely that if a lower court and the Fifth Circuit both agreed that it was unconstitutional and agreed essentially with Texas, I don't see the Supreme Court going any further to the left than what those two lower courts would have done.
No, right. So if there's a challenge, Kevin, to the Biden administration's sort of version of DACA, you can already infer that it's going to be knocked down by the lower court and then upheld on the appellate level, right? If there's no significant changes, if the sort of root of the bill has been deemed to be unconstitutional and an abuse, if you will, of the executive branch by President Obama, then what would change that sort of analysis if Biden simply does it again, would maybe, you know, tinkers with it a little, and it's, again, it's still the same issue, right? So it didn't go through Congress. It didn't go through the legislature. If it gets back to the Fifth Circuit, I imagine it's going to be knocked down again. Whether the administration then takes it up to the Supreme Court, we'll see. But based on the bench right now in the Supreme Court and the way it's a conservative heavy bench, I think it would be indicative that we will likely see that bill, right, DACA, die in the Supreme Court level also.
I don't think they even take the case. I think they uphold the Fifth's ruling and say that's it. What I would like to know, though, and this is just kind of the little instigator within me, is I would love to see a precedent be set that comes out of this that prevents presidents from basically inventing legislation.
I think it'll have that deterrent value to that.
Well, that would be another kind of sidebar bonus for, you know, especially pro legal immigration people. All right, Kevin McCullough, it's Radio Night Live. Stay here. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the new music spotlight, please welcome Carly Pearce.
Mm-hmm. said we both could use a beer. And I said, hell, why not? Started out as one night, turned to 6 months just like that. He never had a ring on, so I never thought to ask. Then last night I saw a message on his phone. It said, hey babe, what time you coming home? I never wanted to be that girl, never wanted to hate myself. Thought this kind of lonely only happens to somebody else. Being the only one when there's another one. God, this feels like hell. Thought I knew who I was, but it's getting hard to tell. Never wanted to be that girl. Shower just as soon as he gets home, and I'll spend half an hour going through his phone. I never wanted to be that girl, I never wanted to hate myself. I thought this kind of lonely only happens to somebody else.
McBride here on the New Music Spotlight. Hour number two is on the way. A big ladies lounge tonight with former sportscaster Michelle Tafoya talking about sidelines.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.